What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Larry Mullins Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope everyone enjoyed their long Memorial Day weekend. If you partied at all, I hope you fully recovered. Depending on where you are in the world, at least here on the East Coast, weather was kind of crappy for the holiday weekend, but on Memorial Day itself, it was nice and sunny, which is awesome. And I want to say on the topic of Memorial Day, thank you to everyone who has served in the armed forces. Your service means more than you'll ever know, so thank you. Earlier last week, just before the holiday weekend, I get a phone call in the afternoon from my cousin Gary, and I pick up the phone and he simply says, "Do you trust me?" Now, when Gary says this to me, he always says it when there's some type of surprise or some type of plan that he wants to reveal to me. So, you know, like, whenever he says that, like, "Do you trust me?" I'm always like, yeah, of course I do. But when he first asked me that, I was like, "What do you mean, do I trust you? Like, we're family, we're brothers, we're of course I trust you." So now it's, like, become a thing. Like, so whenever he calls me and just simply says, "Do you trust me?" he has some kind of surprise or some type of plan up his sleeve that he wants to reveal to me, you know. So he calls me right before the holiday weekend, and he's like, "Do you trust me?" And so naturally, you know, I tell him yes, and then he simply says, "Come outside." So I get up out of the chair, and I open my door, and I go outside, and I find him standing on my sidewalk, filming with his camera, and doing a vlog. Why was he doing a vlog? Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures had just hit 250 subscribers, and he wanted to get my reaction to that, and he also wanted to surprise me with a little something else. And for those who don't know, if you haven't been listening to this podcast, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures is a food review channel that Gary and I do together on YouTube. So now you know, youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. So in addition to doing that vlog to get my reaction to the 250 subs, he wanted to surprise me with a little something else. So we walked to his car, and with his key fob, he popped his trunk. You know, nowadays, every car key fob has a trunk open button built into the fob. So he popped his trunk. He's like, "All right, go open it." And I was like, okay. Is there a body in here or something? No. But so I walk up to his car, and I open the trunk door, and inside of his trunk was just, a medium to smaller box with writing on it: "Only Larry can open." So, I mean, I looked at him and I laughed, and I was like, "Oh, no, man, what did you buy me?" Because I don't know, like, I've always been weird with gifts, and I don't know, it could have been a gag gift. If you flash back to the infamous Fudge Round video, a little mini vlog video that Gary posted to his YouTube channel, youtube.com/GaryCantrell, like a gag gift where they dumped a bunch of, him and his wife Heather dumped a bunch of fudge rounds on me. Fudge rounds was one of my favorite snack cakes. And yeah, they dumped a bunch on me. He made a video out of it, and it was great. So coming from Gary, I don't know, it could have been another gag gift. I had no idea. So I saw something saying "Only Larry can open." My first thought was like, "Oh, well, thank you. But what did you buy me? You didn't have to buy me anything." So he just kind of smiled and laughed, and so we walked into my house, and he still had his camera recording, and he had me open the box on camera. So I ripped the tape, and I opened the box, and inside of the box were three SwitchPod products. If those who know, SwitchPod is camera accessory company. It was sort of a Kickstarter to content creators. It's a tripod, basically. And in the box, the three products were the SwitchPod tripod itself, the ball mount adapter, and the phone mount adapter. I mean, these are high quality camera accessories. And when I saw these, I was absolutely blown away. I felt guilty because I thought Gary purchased them. Because the total package isn't super cheap. I mean, it's affordable, but it's not super cheap. And Gary's always surprising me, and it turns out he actually won these items in a contest. And instead of selling them and making a profit, he already owns all these things, by the way. He decided to give them to me. I mean, I was absolutely stunned. He's all about making a profit. I mean, hey, I'm all about making a profit too, but, you know, he said, hey, man, I already have this stuff, so I figured since you're getting more serious about creating content and making videos, you finally have a legit camera, I'll surprise you and give you this stuff. I was so happy, and he expressed he was proud of me, and the bottom line is, in terms of that, I wouldn't be as motivated as I am with content creation, making videos, what have you, if it weren't for my cousin Gary. I literally can't stress that enough. And ever since purchasing my Sony A7C camera, I've been gradually making upgrades with the help of Gary. I mean, he gave me my first tripod, which was a Manfrotto tripod. He gave me a Rode mic to connect to the camera. Then he gave me this sweet low pro bag to stow all of my tech gear in. And now he's given me the full SwitchPod product line. I mean, I literally can't stress how grateful I am for him. You know, and it's when I got this camera, I wasn't looking like, oh, I'm going to upgrade this or I'm going to upgrade that. You know, I just never thought about, you know, I need to buy a bag to put all of my gear in. I just don't think that way. I mean, yeah, I knew I needed a bag, but I just didn't think about buying said bag. I don't know if anybody thinks this way too, or if it's just me. Hold on, gotta get a swig of this delicioso Dr. Pepper. And, you know, I'm just grateful for him. You know, like a lot of this gear and these accessories, I would not know about if it weren't for Gary. I've learned so much from him. You know, he's my closest cousin, and we're practically best friends and brothers. We've grown up together. We've known each other since we were 9. You know, we've been in bands together, and that's why we decided to start Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures together. Because everything we collaborate on is just awesome. We have a great time doing it. And the result is wonderful. Wonderful, fabulous, huge, whatever you want to say. So after we hung out for a bit in my house and he finished filming his vlog, he gave me the idea of filming an unboxing / first impressions video for the SwitchPod gear. It was a great idea, and I decided, yeah, yes, definitely, that will be the perfect video to put on my personal YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Larry Mullins. I've never done an official quote-unquote unboxing video, so I was stoked to do it. Really looking forward to it. And so when I started the unboxing video, I had a few ideas initially. I wanted to make sure that I captured plenty of B-roll, showcasing the product packaging and the products themselves displayed on the table by themselves and with my Sony camera attached. And since the phone mount was part of the package, I wanted to record some video on my iPhone using the phone mount, and I wanted to incorporate that into my video and essentially bounce back and forth between my Sony A7C footage and my iPhone 12 Pro Max footage. And I also wanted to showcase how fluid and stable the camera movement could be using the SwitchPod products. So far as my personal videos go, this one has the most elements. I had a total of 7 different video files for this specific project, and I incorporated some social media plugins. I found a good music track to insert at the very beginning of the video and at the end of the video. And the music, I feel the music that I picked fits so well, specifically over top of the awesome B-roll. The music that I placed at the beginning of the video fits so well over top of the B-roll footage at the beginning of my video. I'm learning as I go, like, certain visuals, certain music tracks just pop when they're combined. It's the craziest thing ever. So when I was finished editing, you know, I honestly felt I made a great video. I believe It's well edited. It has smooth flow and smooth transitions, and I'm proud of what I accomplished. And if you want to check out the video for yourself, I uploaded it to my YouTube channel as well as my Instagram. One thing I'd say I still have to work on, if I think about it now, is making sure that I am always, and I repeat, always looking directly at the camera lens. You know, and in this video, I'm looking directly to the camera for the most part, but there are only, you know, a few specific moments where I'm only slightly looking away. Oh, well, live and learn. I made a video that I'm happy with, and you know what, folks? That's all that matters. I made a video that I'm happy with, and I learned something from it. I try to learn something new from every video I create, every video I edit, etc., etc., etc. Dr. Pepper break. So, pardon me. Now I'm going to shift gears and talk about my amazing, relaxing, and productive Memorial Day weekend. So I spent the entire weekend with my amazing girlfriend. We watched movies, had some margarita buckets, relaxed. And we also went for a nice long walk on the Ocean City Boardwalk early in the morning on Memorial Day, which was so peaceful. It was so refreshing to go on a long walk with her and hold her hand, and it was just nice to go on a walk in general. And now that the weather is getting nicer, walks will be much easier to do. So my girlfriend and I chose to go to the boardwalk in Ocean City because while we were in Ocean City, light bulb, I needed to film another solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. We have to keep adding Ocean City videos to our catalog because they are gaining us new subscribers at a fairly rapid pace, at least for a newer or new-ish channel. Is newish a word? Let's make it a word. Normalize newish. My girlfriend and I decided to go to Happy Jack Pancake House for breakfast. This is where I wanted to film my solo video. Because of us taking a long walk, I didn't want to go back to my car to get the camera, so this entire video was shot on my iPhone 12 Pro Max in 4K at 24 frames per second. Gary and I actually went to Happy Jack in 2020 when we did our first Ocean City series. We just didn't make a video out of it. So I ordered what's called the Smokehouse Waffle, which is simply a Belgian waffle topped with powdered sugar and bacon crumbles. That's it. And I wanted to do a simple, quick, and to-the-point video, and honestly, there wasn't a whole lot to say about the waffle. It's a waffle. And in hindsight, I should have used my Sony A7C paired with the Rode Wireless Go to make the audio that much better because I filmed inside of the restaurant. And I chose to do the final thoughts in my car because it was getting way too loud outside. Another mistake that I made and I've learned from, and it's not a major mistake, and it's not a horrible video. Gary himself said it's a great video, but for my own peace of mind, I now know what I can do to make my next on-location solo video even better. And I did this video in our run-and-gun gorilla style. Gorilla style, that's how we roll sometimes, ladies and gents. I mean, yeah, because we implemented the Rode Wireless Go system when we did our most recent Ocean City series of videos, and for recording outdoors or on location, not in an enclosed space, the Rode Wireless Go really, it's great quality because there's a transmitter that you connect to your camera and your camera's main microphone port, and there's two wireless receivers that connect to the transmitter on the camera, and the quality's actually really good. And I should have done that if I was forward thinking enough. But I wasn't, but now I know what to do next. And that definitely could have made the video better. And the video where I review the Happy Jack Pancake House, which actually comes out today, at 11 a.m. on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/edibleadventures. Depending on when you're listening to this, this episode comes out Fridays. Today is Friday, if you're listening. If you're listening right now, if you go to our YouTube channel, the video should be up right now. As long as it's after 11 a.m. Eastern when you're listening to this. But, you know, there was, I felt the video could have been longer, but without thinking, when I was setting up the shots, voiceovers and such, angles, I recorded this video at Happy Jack Pancake House and edited it with the mindset that I was doing the repurposed mini Ocean City videos with the voiceover at the beginning and a few sentences about the food, and then boom, the outro, and that's it. So it's a short video. It's just under 3 minutes, but you know, Gary gave me great input, said it was short and to the point. Great. He said the editing was good, thumbnail was good. So, I mean, hey, I was happy with it. I do feel that I could have said a little more in terms of the video, and that's still something that I find myself struggling with. When I did my previous solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, the one where I review the Frank's Red Hot Chicken Bites, I feel I was better with describing the food, you know, because it's weird. Like, in the moment, I find I'm always struggling with that, and that's definitely something that I have to work on. I don't want to necessarily have a script when I'm sitting there recording solo food reviews, but I just have to, you know, in my head, it's kind of a fine balance. I don't want to talk too much, but I don't want to not talk enough. I want to make sure that I provide just enough details so that it's a complete and cohesive food review. Not like, oh, this is good, check them out. You know, no, though, my food reviews, they're not that simple, but I'm just giving an example. You know, the bread's nice and crunchy, soft on the inside, it's seasoned well. I just need to work on being more descriptive like that, more descriptive with describing food. And honestly, more descriptive in general when I'm making a video. And I'm, you know, brainstorming what my next solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures is going to be. And I'm also brainstorming what the next video, my next vlog video that I'm going to be putting on my personal YouTube channel is going to be. But I'll have it figured out in a few days. And I feel that I'm getting better with every video I make. I'm getting better with every video I make, and I feel like my overall thought process is improving in terms of content creation, making videos, editing them in Final Cut Pro. I'm kind of looking at it as a whole. I'm looking, you know, what music can I add here? Can I add an effect here? Can I crop in on the video here? Do I want to edit this word out. There's so many, like, my thought process is constantly changing, and it's really cool, you know? When we started Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, it opened my mind to, like, a whole world of other things, you know? And I've learned so much from Gary. I love you, Gary. And he's inspired me, and I was learning so much more, and it's amazing. I'm more willing to make videos now, dive into Final Cut, learn more on the editing side of things. I just feel like I'm growing as a person and as a content creator, and I'm enjoying this journey so far, and I'm going to keep on trucking. So that does it for this week. If you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, please click that follow button. If you're listening on Apple, please be kind and write a review and also leave a rating. Helps a lot. Helps the algorithm, I believe. And you can visit my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. You can visit Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures on YouTube at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.